I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to The Best of Late Night, where we pick a theme and put together our top picks from last night's lineup. Today's theme, Trump hits Japan. Is the best way to win over Trump through embroidery? Well, that's what Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe tried. Trevor Noah gives us his take on Abe's version of MAGA. Noah, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, James Corden, and Jordan Klepper in today's Best of Late Night.
President Donald Trump arrived in Japan over the weekend to kick off a 13-day trip through Asia. Following the president's trip, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will then kick off his own 13-day trip to apologize for everything Donald Trump says.
President Trump got there this weekend, and judging from the itinerary, the Japanese have clearly been stalking Trump's Pinterest.
The two leaders lunched on hamburgers, played nine holes of golf, and fed koi fish at the Akasaka Palace.
In a symbol of his tight relationship with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, the two leaders met at a golf club. Signing hats made for the occasion, Donald and Shinzo make alliance even greater.
Aww, that's so cute. Donald and Shinzo have commemorative hats? Yeah, it looks less like a diplomatic souvenir and more like a novelty gift from a bachelorette party. That's what it looks like.
Right there. You see how powerful he is? Obama probably went there and was like, bowed, and he took an interest in their culture. No, not our boy. He goes to a new place and bends their culture to his will. America first style. You want a deal? Put it on a hat. Trump is so American, he spreads Americanness wherever he goes. He's like a patriotic rash.
He'll be out of the country for 2 weeks. He's in South Korea right now. He's in Japan today and yesterday, meeting with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The president arrived in Japan with his wife, Melania, and this is how they were greeted when they got off Air Force One. Listen to the music that the band played as they exited the jet. Uptown Funk, as played by a bar mitzvah band.
Trump wasn't just there for the golf and burgers. He was also there to tell Japan who's boss.
You've built one of the world's most powerful economies. I don't know if it's as good as ours. I think not. Okay? And we're going to try and keep it that way. But you'll be second.
You know, someone should tell Donald Trump to always stop speaking after his first sentence. Because every time, that's where it goes wrong. I'm sorry about the death of your husband, but he knew what he signed up for. The Charlottesville Nazis were bad, but there were some very fine people.
Trump was in Japan yesterday and plans to also visit Korea, China, Vietnam and the Philippines, or, as Trump calls them, China. Japan, my favorite part of China.
Because this isn't the first time that Trump's mouth has brought great shame to his people.
Donald Trump, according to the Japan Times newspaper, made comments that he couldn't understand why a country of samurai warriors didn't shoot down North Korean missiles.
You know, I don't know what's worse, that Trump thinks Japan still has samurai, or that he thinks samurai warriors were trained in missile defense.
This is kind of funny. For lunch yesterday, before they played golf, they served Trump a hamburger made from American beef. That was what they said. It's made from American beef. I always wonder why when leaders of other countries visit, they do that. Like when the Prime Minister of Italy was at the White House, they served him pasta. And he's like, oh, good, pasta again. Why give these people what they already get a better version of all the time? They're not hamsters that can only eat pellets. They're people. If you're going to make Donald Trump a hamburger in Japan, make him a hamburger with Japanese beef. Or maybe, and I know this is crazy, maybe pull him off the children's menu for 5 seconds and serve him a bowl of noodles or something.
And Trump has shown concern over Japan's national security. When asked about the missiles that North Korea has been firing over Japan, Trump said he didn't get why a country of samurai warriors did not shoot down the missiles. Doesn't have to be a samurai, could be a ninja, could be a Power Ranger or Godzilla, you know.
Mr. Miyagi. Wax on. Wax eyes.
Poor Japan, man. Once again, they have to deal with an out-of-control monster with tiny hands. Now...
And to watch the best of online, visit usatoday.com/opinion. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.